just allowing yourself to settle. Noticing the sense of calm in the room and around us. A sense of space. The expanse of the lake, the beauty of the forest. The absence of sights right now. Noticing the silence and bringing that silence inside. And allowing kindfulness to flow ever so gently, like a gentle mist. Through the body. With a sense of kindness, curiosity and friendship to whatever experience you meet along the way. Being a loving companion to your inner world. Including any feelings that are maybe disagreeable, maybe a sniffy nose or gravelly throat, maybe tiredness. Just including, allowing it to be. Giving each and every part of your body this kind attention and permission to relax. And if you wish to follow along with the metta meditation, I'd like to invite you to begin by reflecting on some of the qualities of loving kindness that you see within yourself. Maybe some of the qualities we've just discussed. Perhaps you're honest and upright most of the time. Not particularly conceited or proud. Maybe you are easily satisfied. There are times you feel contentment. Maybe you remember yourself being kind. Just recognizing that you do have some goodness, some beauty inside the mind. I'm becoming increasingly familiar with this quality by perhaps remembering a time or an activity in which you felt connected to this quality. Maybe you were working in the kitchen this morning to serve other beings a warm breakfast. Bringing to mind how it feels to act with integrity, or to act with whichever quality you're able to see in yourself. Let's see if you can find a sense of ease, of gladness, as you reflect on this goodness, on this quality you have inside. Just allowing yourself to relax, and to trust your own capacity for love. And just notice if any particular wishes for your own happiness, safety, or peace arise. And start sending yourself loving kindness. Using the phrases as a foundation for the mind. offering each phrase as though you're offering yourself a flower. And listening, connecting to your body in the space between each phrase, to allow the feeling of metta to grow in its own time. Relaxing and being ever so gentle with the mind. And enjoying the process of being kind. Just allowing whatever feelings are there to arise and be held in loving kindness. continuing to wish yourself well. Or if you would like to, bringing up the loved person, the person you are at ease with, a person you maybe feel grateful to, someone who's easy to develop loving kindness towards. Inviting them into your space, your inner space, as though they were sitting here with you right now. Perhaps you're holding their hands or looking into their eyes. Perhaps you're just sitting close together. And this person, this dear person, is very relaxed, happy and at ease. And just continue sending them loving kindness. Perhaps the same wishes that you wish for yourself, or perhaps slightly different, relevant to them. Trusting in the power of these intentions to bring about the feeling, the experience of love. In its own time. If you find your mind becoming tense or trying too hard, just relax. Find some ease in the body and mind. And once again, bring this person to mind, remembering a happy time together. It may just be enough. And if your mind feels so inclined, you could gently let go of this loved person and bring to mind someone you don't know very well or have particularly strong feelings about. The so-called neutral person. Maybe someone you see but don't speak to. Or it may be someone who you know their name, but they're not a close friend or an enemy. Maybe someone in the office, a neighbor, someone who delivers your vegetables, even someone in this room. And seeing their humanity, their wish for happiness. Knowing they have family and friends, start wishing them well. Allowing your loving kindness to spread to this neutral person in your life. Notice if you need to repeat the phrases more often to keep your interest sustained. Or whether the feeling of metta shifts, changes. Just notice. Trusting that these intentions will bear fruit. If at any time the metta starts to disappear, you can always go back to an easier person and build it up again. Or just allow it to naturally evolve, perhaps become more peaceful, more subtle, as it spreads to this neutral person. And if you feel ready, you could bring to mind someone you mildly dislike. Not a person who's hurt you in major ways, but a person who you just feel some irritation or feeling of dislike towards. See if you can notice that they too are human, just like us. They have qualities that are not always agreeable, but they too desire happiness and recoil from pain. Just bringing the difficult person gently to mind, as though they're staying perhaps a little further away, at a safe distance. But just see if the metta can extend. You can widen the circle of your concern and care to include this person too. Staying with the phrases, the intentions of loving kindness, and not worrying about the result. Trusting the process to purify the mind from ill will. And gently thanking this person, thanking yourself for trying. And returning gently to yourself. Coming back into your body, feeling the whole body sitting. With all its different feelings, emotions, sensations. And once again, expressing goodwill to yourself. Connecting with your own goodness. Some quality inside that you really respect. Or maybe just the fact that you're here, that you're developing kind, noble intentions, something to be really appreciated, rare to find in this world. So just holding yourself with tender care. Regarding yourself the way a loving parent or a benevolent teacher, a Buddha, would regard you. With kind eyes of understanding, trust and respect. Just sensing your body once again from the top of the head right down through your limbs into your feet, allowing any feelings of metta to suffuse and pervade your body. Relaxing into a sense of well-being. And thanking yourself. Giving yourself this gift of loving kindness, for trying your best to walk on the path. Take another step towards liberation. As you open your eyes, just guarding, keeping one eye on the peace inside, however subtle, staying connected, not giving it away so easily, or being too quickly drawn to the outside.